You may have heard the distressing news out of Haiti. A second wave of cholera has emerged there, much closer to the capital this time. And, of course, there's more than a million people living in earthquake refugee camps in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say the death toll is just below 300, but that the rate is slowing at the moment as Haitians become more aware of the disease. We check in now with Ian Ross, and he's the managing director of Hospital Albert Schweitzer. Good morning.
Good morning, Flash.
Your hospital is 3 hours north of Port-au-Prince, but it's close to the original outbreak of cholera in Haiti. Is that correct?
Yes, this has really been a two-phase outbreak of cholera. The first phase is with young men working in rice fields to the west of the hospital as the Artibonite River fans out into a new alluvial plain mostly filled with rice fields. We're now in the second phase where apparently water from the river and the canals is seeping into wells that families have in their courtyards. And apparently we are now getting more cases from people who are getting infected right near here.
But part of the effort of relief workers has been to educate Haitians about how to avoid the spread of cholera. Is that message taking hold?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting people coming in much earlier. People are reporting washing their hands and so forth. But you can't do much about disinfecting a well because the well is drawing the water from wherever it's nearby, and that could include a canal or a river or a latrine.
But and it's also some of the things are just really impossible for some people to abide by. The guidelines say avoid fish.
The people that we're taking care of are very, very poor people, and they cannot afford to go out and get bottles of water. They have to do what they can. We have taught them about putting salts in their own drinking water. But sometimes it's not possible even for them to do that. It's hard to afford the charcoal to boil the water, for example. So some of the common preventive techniques that we might see as being logical are just plain unaffordable for these very poor people.
So what you're saying is kind of an explanation of what would seem to be contradictory news, that there's a second wave of cholera at the same time that the rate of new infection is dropping. You're saying that the second rate is kind of a predictable occurrence, but at the same time that the rate of new infections is dropping because people are becoming more aware of how to avoid it.
No, in the first phase, we had a very large number of people, the young men working in the rice fields. We had 90 patients a day during that time. Right now, we're at about 40 patients a day. And every patient we discharge appears to be replaced by a new admission. My only point is that they're coming from a geographic area that's closer to us in the hospital, but still in the Artibonite River watershed. We have a team from CDC here with us who's out in the communities right now trying to track some of the sources of it. So far, it all points to the river, Artibonite River, and its canals. And then as it seeps out into, we're on a limestone base, so water pools in caverns. And it's very easy for water to go from one location to another through the caverns.
So would you say that the cholera outbreak is slowing or no?
No, as far as we are concerned, the numbers of cases we're seeing are relatively stable. We probably discharge 20 patients a day, and we admit about 20 patients a day. The good news is that it's stabilized. The bad news is that it is not disappearing. We still have an active outbreak of cholera now.
Ian Rawson is the managing director of Hospital Albert Schweitzer in Haiti. He's American, but he's been in Haiti since 1956.